Hello, my name is Tzipora Weinberg. Welcome to Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek 85. This Perek speaks of the future, of Geula, of redemption, of the time when Hashem returns us to our land after our long and painful exile. Radak tells us that this perek is especially powerful and that each individual can and should utilize it to pray to Hashem to return us from exile, and that Hashem should be consoled of his anger against us, and that he fulfill the promise to fill us with joy once again, just as we experienced in the days of old. We shall see as the perek proceeds that there are three psukim that speak in the past tense, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet, 2, 3, and 4, as if the Geula already happened. Ratzisa Hashem Artzecha, Shavta Shavosamecha, Asafta Kol Arasecha. You've appeased your land, you've returned the captives, you've forgiven the sins of your people, you've gathered all of your anger. So we have here the language of reflecting back as if the redemption has already happened. This can be viewed as a source for modern day modalities of positive thinking, that by active anticipation, we affect the manifestation of our hopes and dreams. The Haflah states that the Jews in Mitzrayim during that very first Pesach already spoke of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, as if it had already happened. So let's see how that works in this perek. Lamnatzeach levnei Korach mizmar, for the conductor, a song of the sons of Korach. Ratzisa Hashem artzecha, shavta shevis Yaakov. Hashem, you have appeased your land. You have returned the captives of Yaakov. Nasasa avon amecha, kisisa kol chatosam sela. You have forgiven the sin of your people. You have concealed all of their iniquity forever. Asafta cholav rasecha, hashivosa mecharon apecha. You've gathered all of your wrath. You have retreated from the fierceness of your anger. Shuvenu elokei yishenu v'hafer ka'ascha imanu. Return us, Hashem, of our salvation, and revoke your anger with us. And now, in Pasuk Zion, we have something unbelievable. Halo ata tashuv techayenu, va'amcha yismechu vach. Will you not now return and revive us, so that your people will rejoice with you? This Pasuk describes the eventuality, the ultimate, the end game. Hashem will bring us to life again with the coming of Mashiach and the Geula. I would like to explain the depth of this pasuk according to the interpretation of Rabbi Yashiv Beres Soloveitchik, as he writes in his Sefer Al HaTeshuvah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin relates a dispute surrounding the terms of the coming of Mashiach. Rabbi Eliezer says, if the Jews repent, they are immediately redeemed. And if they do not, they will not be redeemed. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the Geula is not predicated upon Jews' behavior or their repentance. Something very interesting is taking place here. If we accept the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that the Geula is dependent upon repentance, we have no assurance that Mashiach will come because it becomes a conditional phenomenon. So this disagreement between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer is foundational. Do we believe Mashiach will come no matter what? Or do we believe it is based upon a contingency? Rambam, in the 7th chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha He, states, Kol hanavim kulam tzivu al hatshuva, ve'en Yisrael nigalim ela b'tshuva. All the prophets, all of them command the Jews to repent, and in fact they will not be redeemed without repentance. So Rambam finds for Eliezer here, the redemption depends upon repentance. But where does that leave us with our principles of belief, with our ikrei emunah, that Mashiach will come, despite anything? But then the Rambam continues, Ukvar hivticha Torah shesof Yisrael asos tshuva b'sof galusam umiyad heim nigalim. And the Torah already promised that Bnei Yisrael will ultimately repent and at the end of their exile, and then immediately they will be redeemed. So the coming of Mashiach is dependent upon Jews returning and repenting, but the Torah guarantees that that repentance will occur and it will herald Mashiach's arrival. So, when we say Animam in Be'emuna Shalema B'vias HaMashiach, we are in fact saying we believe in the return of Bnei Yisrael to Hashem, and that precedes the coming of Mashiach. So that's the Pasuk. Halo ata tashuv techayenu v'amcha yismuchu vach. Will you not return and revive us so that your people will rejoice with you? It includes both elements. As Rashi explains, our prophets included both your returning us to you and your bringing us the Redeemer, the Mashiach. Pasuk Ches, Hareinu Hashem Chasdecha, V'yesh Acha Titen Lanu, show us Hashem your kindness and your salvation you shall give to us. Eshma'a ma yidaber hakel Hashem, ki yidaber shalom alamo v'al chasidav, v'al yashuvu l'chisla. I will hear what Hashem will speak when he speaks peace to his people and to his pious men, and they will not return to folly. Ach karov l'riyav yishol lishkon kavod ba'artzeinu. Truly his salvation is near those who fear him, so that his glory dwell in our land. And here we see a shift from the original term of artzecha in Pasuk Beis, in the second Pasuk. When Hashem reveals his presence to us, it becomes artzeinu. No other nation is connected to its country. Other lands are interchangeable to their nationalities. But for us, as we explained in yesterday's perek, the connections are so numerous, deep, and inextricable. So when Hashem returns, we can see and feel how this land is ours truly and forever. Chesed ve'emes nifgashu, tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Kindness and truth have met. Righteousness and peace have kissed. So these concepts of chesed and emes are actually contradictory. They can't coexist. Chesed is the provision of a gift beyond what a person deserves. Emes is truth, law, measure for measure. Either you have one or the other. Tzedek and shalom are also diametric opposites. Tzedek is what is right and correct. Shalom, peace, always includes compromise, which means one side is giving up what is true, what is absolute and just at the moment. These two qualities don't match, but we are asking Hashem to join these two sets of opposing forces. And even if we are undeserving of chesed, we ask that you speak words of peace to us and give us that chesed. According to tzedek, we don't deserve them. Only Hashem can do that, combine these two opposites. And we ask this of Hashem, but it also refers to our own oh-so-human tendencies. When we're right, we don't want to give up on the truth. We don't want to back down from our positions of rectitude. But on the other hand, we want chesed. We want loving kindness in our lives. And this brings us to the next pasuk. Emes me'eretz titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Truth will sprout from the earth, and righteousness will look down from heaven. Let's see how we can bring it down to earth. It comes from the earth. It's emes. So what do? We bury the emes there. We cover it up and we go with peace. And the fact is that that's how we have to live our lives sometimes. We bury the truth and we know that eventually we have the guarantee right here. Emes me'eretz titzmach. It will grow. It will flourish. The truth will out. The Medrash describes the moment before Hashem created the first human being. There was a dispute on high. Angels took sides on whether the creation of man should happen. Some said no, some said yes. And the pasuk was used for both sides. This one, our pasuk. According to Chesed, there are all sorts of reasons why man should be created because of his propensity for good. But Emes would come and refute each of those reasons and highlight the innate fallibility of humankind. Chesed omer yibarei shehu gomel chasadim. Chesed said, man should be created because he is full of good deeds. The Emes Omer, al yibarei shekulo shkarim. But Emes would come and counter and say he should not be created because he is full of lies and deceit. Chesed said, create him because of his acts of charity. Emes said, he shouldn't be created because he is full of conflict and contention. What did Hashem do? Says the Medrash, he lifted up Emes and threw it to the ground. And when the angels asked after this act, they stated, the truth will rise up from earth as well, as it says here in Tehillim, Emes me'eretz titzmach. And as we know, Hashem threw truth to the ground in this medrash, and I would like to suggest it is underscoring the belief that Hashem has in us, in humanity. As Emes stated, as they are, with their tendency to lie, to deceive, with their conflict and their contention, Hashem says, I'll tell you what's good about humankind. It's what I want. I want the struggle for truth. I'm throwing it to the ground as if to say, you're grappling with your earthly interpretation of truth, that limited and fallible one, as imperfect as it always will be. But your search for it, your struggle, is more valuable to me than the heavenly, absolute truth that resides on high. There is a famous statement in the introduction to the Sefer of the Ketzos HaChoshen, the famous book of Chiddushim on Choshen Mishpat on the Shulchan Aruch, by Rabbi Arye Leib HaKohen Heller. It's considered one of the most basic and seminal works of Yeshiva Shel Limud. Its impact is felt until today. And he writes, who says that this is what Hashem wants? Maybe my Navalei Mechidushim are incorrect, and what if what I write isn't true? What's the point of having written these words to explain the laws of the holy, perfect Torah? So then he answers, no. Hashem threw the truth to the ground. Hashem doesn't want the perfection of above, but the truths of Torah that we struggle to achieve with our simple and limited faculties. Hashem chooses us, and when we try to do our best, that will bring the Geula. Gam Hashem Yitein HaTov, Ve'artzeinu Titein Yivola. Hashem will also give good, and our land will give its produce. Tzedek Lefanav Yehalech, V'yaseim Lederech Pa'amav. Righteousness will go before him, and he will place it on the way of his footsteps. Thank you for studying together. L'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.